Hey there, my name's Gary Sims and this is Gary Explains, and one of the most requested speed test G videos for this year is the test between the Note 10 Plus with the Snapdragon 855 and the Note 10 Plus with the Exynos 9825. And today that's what we've got. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. Now, before we dive into the test here, the results are quite interesting and I just wanted to reconfirm a few things to you so that you don't have to ask the same questions over and over again in the comments. First of all, this test is run multiple times on both devices. Okay, this is not a one-off shot. We do it multiple times. We reboot, we let it cool down, we make sure that it runs, and these are the consistent results that we see across both devices. Not a one-off chance. This is a consistent result that we see on both devices. And the other thing worth mentioning is that both devices are running in Full HD Plus, which is the default on the Note 10 Plus. Although they both have the ability to go to Quad HD, Samsung shipped the devices by default in Full HD Plus. Okay, there you go. So those are the things you need to know. So let's go see the test. Okay, so we have the Note 10 with the Snapdragon 855 on the left-hand side. We have the Note 10 with the Exynos 9825 on the right-hand side. As I just saw, the Exynos there went into the slightly as we entered that blur test, but no, it's gone back the other way. In the first into the 2048 test was the Snapdragon version of the Note 10. Now, of course, we're going to see other tests coming up in a minute. We've got the UG test. That's going to be a big decider in this race. We've got the 16-thread test. Will the two CPUs be able to perform the same? We've got that SQL Lite test that's coming up as we come now to the end of the Bloom test. What's the SQL Lite test going to be on these two devices? Absolutely amazing. Did you see that? Did you see that? That was just a fraction of a second, and both devices, both Exynos and Snapdragon, tore their way through that SQL Lite test. Absolutely amazing. As we are now into the 3D Cube test and now into the 2D Gaming test, it's still neck and neck by both devices. There's not much to call between them at this moment, but now the Snapdragon version went first into that 16 thread test. The Exynos version is now into that 16 thread test, but it's looking like the Snapdragon version is going through that much quicker. Look at that. It's going to go into the UG test first. Yes, there it is, into UG test. Several second lead now over the Exynos version as it now goes into that UG test. Now, of course, we have the big difference in GPUs here. In the Snapdragon version, we have the Adreno GPU from Qualcomm. In the Exynos version, we have the Mali GPU from ARM. As already, the Snapdragon version is going down to the valley. It's going to go up now into the sky and then go down to that complex castle scene. As we go down there to the castle scene, this means it really has got the lead over the Exynos version through this 3D flyover. It's already into the compression. It's absolutely amazing. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. 1:30.3. Now the clock is still ticking as now the Exynos version comes down to that castle scene. This is a very complicated scene for all of these GPUs to render. It's coming down to that now. After this comes the same compression test. What's the final time going to be? The clock is still ticking. 5, 6, 7, come on, 8, 9. What's it going to be? 10, come on, there we go. 1:50.9. Okay, let's break down those times and see what happened. Okay, so overall, the Snapdragon version won with 1:30.3. 20 seconds plus more later, the Exynos 9825 version came in with 1:50.9. Then you break down the CPU times, we can see that it's 22.7 for the Snapdragon and 26.2 for the Exynos. And clearly there, the 16-thread test ran a lot slower on the Exynos version. When it comes to the mix, again, a clear lead by the Snapdragon version, 38.9 compared to 41.1. And then finally, the huge difference there in the GPU time, 28.7 for the Snapdragon and 43.4 for the Exynos 9825. So there you have it. And there you go. I think you'll agree that was a very interesting result there and a resounding win for the Snapdragon 855. Now, if you go over to the Speedtest G channel, I have the same footage, but with new commentary and also additional analysis, okay, about why one device beat the other, particularly for that SQL Lite test and for the 16 thread test. So if you go over there, you'll find additional analysis about this test run. Okay, that's it. My name is Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I do hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. Don't forget to share and don't forget to subscribe to this channel. Also, as I said, go over to the Speedtest G channel. Do subscribe over there as well. And I suppose that's about it. I'll see you in the next one.